Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Sally Worley and she's with Practical Farmers of Iowa. Good morning to you, Sally.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. We want to talk about a couple of field day events right here in our neighborhood. I know you've had a number of them going on in southwest Iowa, but let's start with the one that's on Saturday. Where, what time, and just a bit about it.
The field day we are holding on Saturday is going to be a celebration of our 30th anniversary. We turned 30 years old as an organization this year, and that is going to be at Rosemond Family Farms, which is near Harlan.
Yeah.
And that goes on from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and it's with the entire Rosemond family who have been members since the beginning of Practical Farmers of Iowa.
And they started, well, I'm going to say pretty small, you know, farm operation, but they just keep on growing.
Yeah, they currently have 700 organic acres, and they, a few years ago, put up Farm Sweet Farm, a very nice retail store out on the farm. And the Daniel Roseman and his wife, Ellen Walsh Roseman, have recently added farm table delivery as well as Milk and Honey, which is a new restaurant that is in Harlan. So they keep diversifying, as well as the original farm is very diverse with crops and livestock, and it's just a really, really neat place to visit and see what is going on.
Mm-hmm. And you've allowed quite a lot of time, 10 to 4, and let's talk, and I'll ask you again, but a website, I'm going to say that'll give you all the instructions you need to get to the farm and some more information. And so what's a website that people could go to get more information?
Website to go to is www.practicalfarmers.org. And right there on our homepage, you can click on our field day guide and get all of the details.
Okay, very good. Because they are, of course, being that large a farm, they're not right in Harlan. They're outside of Harlan. And I think maybe we just won't give all those instructions. It gets pretty reedy. And anybody in that area will know where the Rosemond family farm is because, as you say, they've been in this from the beginning, and there have certainly been some bumps along the way. So it's a great time. And people enjoy, on these field days, people just enjoy visiting with each other.
Yes, definitely. And as you said, this is a full-day field day, so it will start at 10, and in the morning, the Rosemonds will highlight their Farrow to Finish swine operation, as well as the Farm Sweet Farm store, which is operated by Maria Rosemond. And then we'll have lunch, and during lunch, we'll celebrate our 30th anniversary, and we'll have a couple special guest speakers, including Larry Callum, who is a co-founder of the organization, as well as retired professor from Iowa State, Mike Duffy, and then current professor from Iowa State, Kathleen Dellett, who's done quite a bit of research out there with their organic crops. And then Practical Farmers Director Teresa O'Prime will also talk during the lunch.
You got a packed lunchtime there, but lots of interesting folks to give you a variety of information. And where's lunch at?
Lunch is right there at the farm.
Okay.
So if you follow the instructions in the field day guide, you will get right there to where the event takes place. The event is open to everybody. We have a member-based organization, but the event is open to the public, and it is free to attend.
All right. What a wonderful opportunity to see all of the Rosemond operation. But then you have another one the next day, again, a little bit in the opposite direction, but an organization that a lot of folks in our area will be familiar with. So tell us about that one.
Yes, we do have a busy Southwest Iowa weekend down there. The next day we have a field day at Bridgewater Farm, which is just right outside of Bridgewater, and that's operated by Dale and Tyler Rash, father and son team. And that is on a 23-acre certified organic produce farm, and that will take place Sunday, August 30th, and that will be from 3:30 to 6 p.m. This event is also open to everybody, and it's free to attend. This one has a meal afterwards, but it is a potluck, so they are asking people bring a side dish or dessert to share.
Okay, and there'll be, I know that Dale and Tyler are probably going to have some really good things there to taste also. And I know that, again, a lot of people in the around Atlantic know the Bridgewater Farm because they participate every week in our farmers market, produce in the park. And so this would be an opportunity. I know that, Dale and Tyler always invite folks to the farm, but this would be a really great opportunity to go to visit and see where all that produce is coming from and visit with some other folks.
Definitely. And they're going to talk quite a bit about how they started raising produce, how they started to diversify their farm, how they have marketed the products, and how they have scaled up along the way. So they're going to talk quite a bit about kind of getting your foot in the door with fruits and vegetables and how that's gone for them. And one great thing about our field days is people openly share this, their successes, but they also often talk about what did not work so well, which is just as useful for those who are attending and are interested in doing something like that on their own sometimes.
You bet. And this is a great opportunity if there's somebody in the area who thinks they would like to start farming, expand their farming to grow local produce, and how you market all that, because it takes a package of marketing.
Yes, it's definitely a complicated endeavor, and you know, you have to do more than put some seeds in the ground and water them. There's quite a bit that goes with the marketing, post-harvest handling, and food safety and all that stuff, and Dale and Tyler are some really good farmers to learn about it from. Mm-hmm.
And in both of these cases, as the Rosemans have expanded and Bridgewater Farm has expanded, they have learned so much about it's more, most of these people love to grow things, but the marketing is a little bigger challenge.
Yes, and it's one of those inevitable parts of farming, and so many farmers learn early on that they do need to be marketers as much as they are producers, and these two farms are both great people to talk about the challenges and the opportunities that are out there.
Now, you would like RSVPs for the Bridgewater Farm. Do you want to give us that phone number?
Yes, they can RSVP by contacting Lauren in our office, and they can either email her at Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N, at practicalfarmers.org, or they can call the office at 515-232-5661, and the RSVP just lets us know how much of a main course to prepare for everybody.
Okay. Now, let's talk just a little bit about Practical Farmers of Iowa. You said this is your 30th anniversary. Kind of just a bit of how this all got started.
Okay. Well, yes, we are celebrating our 30th anniversary this year, and it's a farmer member-based organization. So our farmers help us set our priorities and also are leaders of our organization. It was started back in the mid-80s when farmers, Ron Roseman is one of them who was in very early on, they were interested in learning more about different ideas on their own farm. So they took the initiative to start conducting some on-farm research and demonstration as well as some farm tours to help do research on their own farms to be able to kind of ground truth that research and also set the priorities. And then they started right away with the open sharing of information. So 30 years later, that's a lot of what the organization is. We've grown quite a bit, but we do a lot of farmer-to-farmer learning and on-farm research and demonstration. We have about 2,800 members, and all of our events are open to the public as well. This year, we just talked about two of the field days, but we have 41 field days we have organized, and in the last couple of years, we've had about 200 events per year. Our farmers really want to get together and learn from each other, as well as network. They really like the relationships they form. And we really specialize in our events being led by the farmers themselves.
Mm-hmm. And you have to congratulate those farmers. They've been willing to take some risks, and when it doesn't work, they share that as well as when they have successes. So remind us, Sally, about the time for the one on Saturday the 29th.
Saturday the 29th, the field day is at the Roseman Family Farm just outside of Harland, and that one starts at 10 a.m. Lunch is served at noon, and that one will go until 4:30.
Okay, and then on Sunday?
I'm sorry, that one will go to 4 p.m.
4 p.m., yes.
And then on Sunday, that one starts just outside of Bridgewater at the Rash Farm, and that one starts at 3:30 and goes until 6 p.m., and there will be a potluck meal after the program.
And your website again?
The website is www.practicalfarmers.org, and you can find all of the details about these two field days as well as all of our other field days. And no matter where people are in their farming career or if they just want to go see what's going on Iowa farms, our field day guide is a great place to see all of the diversity happening and all of the farmers who are leading that diversity and willing to share their lessons learned with the community.
With the community. Everybody's welcome. We want to thank you so much, Sally Worley, for bringing us up to date on these two events that are happening this coming weekend. And until next time, here's a thought. Busy is a choice. Stress is a choice. Joy is a choice. So choose well.